So what is up with all the referendums lately? We just heard about the ones in Hungary and Colombia this weekend. There was also the Brexit vote last June. I asked Matt Vortrup why so many politicians are putting issues up for a popular vote rather than just deciding them for themselves. Vortrup is a professor at Coventry University in England and editor of the book Referendums Around the World.
The first politician who used them at the national level was Napoleon, who held a number of referendums after he had taken power in France to make sure that the people actually agreed with his policies.
He's not the only kind of big man dictator type to do that, right? What is the history of strongmen and referendums?
General Pinochet used referendums a lot. He was forced out by a referendum in the end. Mussolini has held referendums, and Hitler has held referendums. So it's sort of a list of people that are not particularly savory. However, one should say in defense of the referendum that they also held elections, and both referendums and elections in dictatorships are, of course, notoriously unfair.
So if we set that aside, why historically have politicians turned to referendums?
I think politicians generally turn to referendums when they chicken a little bit, which is not perhaps very nice to say to them. But we often have referendums in times of upheaval, when the kaleidoscope has not quite sort of settled, if you like. So after the First World War, we had referendums. We've had them, a lot of referendums after the fall of communism. So typically we have referendums when politicians are a little bit unsure of what the people think. And therefore, it's sort of like a safe way of kicking it out to the people.
Why do you think we're seeing so many referendums right now?
I think we, in a way, it's probably quite simple. I think we used to live in the age of the package deal, and we would go with things that were sort of selected for us. Now we've become much more individual. People who live in Colorado might consider themselves Republican, but they may also think that it's reasonable that you can have access to marijuana or you can have gay marriage, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're not a good conservative. So you can be fiscally conservative but socially liberal. The referendum allows you for that. In a way, it is a sign of an individualized society, and it's also a sign of the political parties not representing everybody in the way they used to represent them before.
There was talk after Brexit that people had voted yes because they didn't think it would pass. And I spoke to a journalist in Colombia this morning who also felt that some people voted no, but they assumed it was going to pass. Is that a danger of referendums?
I think it's a danger of most things. I mean, there might be people who voted for political parties thinking that these parties were never going to win, or voted for candidates who they thought were never going to win. So there might be individuals in America who will wake up with a President Clinton or a President Trump and realize that person has now won and they thought it was a joke. So that is true for elections as well as referendums.
So what is the essential difference between elections and referendums?
The difference is that in an election, you're choosing a candidate. It's a trust issue. You put your faith in an individual just the same way as you put your faith in an estate agent or a lawyer or a doctor. A referendum does not do away with the political estate agents, the political lawyers, but it allows you to say to that person, wait a minute, you're not going to sell my house unless I agree to it. Referendums is just a way of making sure that the people are the boss and not the politicians. Now, the problem is that sometimes if you have an estate agent, then you want them to get on with the job and sell your house, and you don't want them to come back to you and say, are you happy with this? Are you happy with this? Sometimes you ask people to do things for you so that you can get on with your life.
Matt Vortrup is a professor of political science at Coventry University and an expert on referendums. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.